This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It's a new and old face taking over the bench of the Prince George Cougars. Former WHL Coach of the Year, Mark Hollick, has been announced as the new head coach in PG. He's coming up. The Victoria Royals have gone on a recent run. Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Alex Gogolev, and linemate Stephen Hodges will join us. And it was quite the night for Everett Silvertips goaltender Austin Lotz. We'll have more on that as well. He was the head coach of the Kootenai Ice for three seasons before making the jump to the American Hockey League Syracuse Crunch the last 2 years. Mark Hollick is back behind a WHL bench, this time with the Prince George Cougars.
Obviously happy to be back in the league. I think that, you know, it's a privilege to be involved in the league with any teams. I mean, there's only 22 jobs across Western Canada, and, you know, for guys in our position, and certainly was flattered when I got a call to talk about it, and certainly... You know, I feel pretty fortunate to be here.
You were a 2009-2010 Coach of the Year with the Kootenai Ice, and a bit of a similar situation as you go into Prince George and you're trying to revitalize that team and lead them into a playoff push. How confident are you that you can go in there and make a difference and push the Cougars to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think that's our goal. I mean, we're sitting here as a group. I've only had one practice, and, we're ready to play tomorrow, so... it was a good day today. It was a little longer than I'd like to have been, but, we had some things to cover. I watched, I got in here a little bit late last night and watched two periods, and then, we went out of practice today. So, covered a few things, and, for us, it's just trying to get these kids to believe in themselves. They seem like a real good group of kids and worked real hard today, and if we can just get them on the same page and believing in each other and believing in themselves, I mean, crazier things have happened.
I guess very familiar, too, as far as the WHL circuit goes. So, you know, that familiarity has to help you out. It's not like you're going to a new league. You know things quite well here.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's, certainly aren't any surprises at this level. And I got a lot of respect for the people in the league and the kids that are playing in it. So, you certainly can't take anybody lightly. You've got to be prepared to work. And we're going to try and get these guys going north, that's for sure.
What style do you see the Cougars playing the rest of the way? They've always been a scrappy team, but as you see your personnel and what you have to work with, what can fans expect from the Prince George Cougars here down the stretch?
Obviously you want to get them, you want to make sure that the kids are working real hard. And I think, we touched on that today. I was very happy with the effort today in practice. And we want to get better with our habits. I mean, there's certainly some things that maybe have crept in and we want to make sure we try and correct a couple of those. But for the most part, like I said, just believe it in themselves and playing a fast game. Everything we do, we want to do it fast. And we want to make sure that we get a lot of pucks and traffic to the net and be very difficult to play against. And it's going to be baby steps, I think, and certainly hopefully, if we can get into a playoff spot here this season and then build off of that for next year.
Mark, well, welcome back to the WHL, and you bring with you a strong resume, and we look forward to seeing the Cougars here down the stretch. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, John. My pleasure.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-1-1, Bufflin, Kane, scores! Kane left out alone. 1-0 chance.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in, and not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience and glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The WHL. It's your time.
It was a record-setting night for the Everett Silvertips franchise in Kamloops this past week. Goaltender Austin Lotz faced a franchise-high 69 shots, making 65 saves in a 4-3 overtime loss to the Blazers. Lotz set a franchise record for most saves with 65, beating the old mark of 55 held by Ken Simpson. Lotz was heavily fatigued following his performance.
combination, I think, of all the shots and the penalty killing really killed me, especially the 5-on-3s. Exhausting. I was taking some salt medicine and just getting some electrolytes in me throughout the game the whole time.
The Blazers scored the winner on Cole Yulee's penalty shot in overtime.
It was a nerve-wracking moment, and I was hoping I could get it done, but unfortunately I couldn't. When they saw that I let in the goal, they knew I'd be down on myself, taking it pretty hard, and they were just telling me to keep my head up and that I did a good job out there.
During the three-star announcement, the Blazer fans gave Lotz a standing ovation for his effort on the road.
I guess it just says something about the people here in Kamloops. They appreciate good hockey, and when they see someone who worked hard, they like to recognize it, and that's great. That's a great hockey town.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson has presented Scott Niedermeyer with the WHL's Alumni Achievement Award. The presentation is being made in Kamloops as Niedermeyer's jersey number 28 gets retired to the rafters at Interior Savings Center. Past winners of the award include Bobby Clark, Trevor Linden, Joe Sakic, and Lanny McDonald.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Victoria Royals overage forward Alex Gogolev. The Russian import led the way with 12 points in 4 Royals victories. Gogolev knows it's been a big stretch for his hockey club.
Feeling's very good. I don't know, I'm so happy. Like, my team win 5 games straight. I'm like my line, Brandon McGee and Steve Hadju. It's good play for this line. Big 5 win. And 3 games Kamloops, and 2 games Vancouver.
Meanwhile, his linemate Stephen Hodges scored 8 goals in that same stretch, and voice of the Royals Marlon Martins caught up with him.
Hot hand as of late, what's been going right for you and the club lately?
Everybody's just buying into the system right now. Everybody's working hard with the guys that we have missing. You know, the guys that are missing, they're big parts of the puzzle, and you know, it's opportunity for younger guys and guys coming into the lineup to step up, so it's good to see everybody's clicking right now, and even with the guys out of the lineup, we're still playing as hard as we can, and good things are happening.
And for yourself, the season, you had some injuries earlier on. Is this the level of play that you were hoping to be at?
Absolutely. You want to be playing at your best every game, and you know, it's not just me doing this. It's a lot of effort from my teammates as well. My line mates, we're all working real well together. We're building some good chemistry, so it's good to see from them, and you know, we're hoping to carry this on to the next 2 games.
The Kamloops Blazers suddenly becoming a really big rivalry. Of course, you know, looking back to last year, and it seems like from one rivalry to another in Vancouver.
Yeah, for sure. They're Kamloops, you know, they beat us 4 straight into the playoffs there, and with Vancouver here, we always struggle against them. But this year, we started to pick it up against them. We just got to show we can consistently beat them.
You know, the power play of this club, it really turned it up a notch. What kind of adjustments have you guys made there?
We've just been working at it, and you know, going more into depth and. You know, in practice and stuff, we're starting to practice it a little more and starting to be structurally sound. We got to start to work on our breakouts a little better and started to move the puck around. So it's good to see, like I said, we're buying into the system. And when that happens, when you listen to the coach who's been there and done that, it seems to start working for you.
Excellent. Thanks for this, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests as well as Marlon Martins in Victoria for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.